Governor Bill Haslam is asking the state legislature for $30 million to get a massive West Tennessee industrial park off the ground. Officials say the money is needed to clear away the biggest stumbling block that's been holding up the Memphis regional megasite. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The megasite covers 6 square miles along Interstate 40 between Jackson and Memphis. It's been in the works for a decade, but it still has plenty of needs before a manufacturing plant can move in. Those include building a rail spur and high-voltage power lines. But Bob Roth, the state's Economic and Community Development Commissioner, says neither of those items is causing companies to reject the site. The one thing that is how to dispose of wastewater.
We tell them we're working on it, but we don't have a definitive date. And then they ask, well, when will you have your easements for those land rights? And we say that's in process. So what we're spending our energy trying to do is eliminate all of those hurdles.
No matter what kind of plant is built, it'll produce a lot of wastewater. The state plans to treat it on site. The question is what to do with it afterward. Local residents and environmentalists have already rejected 2 plans to dump it in nearby streams, so state officials are now trying to get permission from regulators to pump it 40 miles away to the middle of the Mississippi River. The request for $30 million would allow them to acquire land easements and build the pipeline itself. They hope that'll be enough to get companies to give the megasite a closer look. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.